insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 34th and 5th verses of Surah Ankabut, and we shall discuss them later on.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا منزلون على أهل هذه القرية رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون.
Indeed, we will bring down on the people of this city punishment from the sky because they have been defiantly disobedient.
وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مِنْهَا آيَةً بَيِّنَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ.
And we have certainly left of it a sign as clear evidence for a people who use reason.
So, after you listen to these two verses, and you were with us with the story of Prophet Lut and his people and those guests that they were actually the messenger angels from the Almighty Allah, in order that the fate of this polluted group of people might be made more clear in their mission, the Quran adds in this verse, "Inna munziluna ala ahli hadhihi al-qariya rijzan min as-sama'." You know what the punishment of these people shall be? Inna munziluna ala ahli hadhihi al-qarya. Verily we are bringing down upon the people of this town rijzan min as-sama, a punishment from the heaven. Bima kanu yafsuqun, for what they were transgressing. And then it says walaqad tarakna minha ayatan bayyinatan liqaumin yaqilun. And certainly we have left a clear sign of it for a people who have sense, which we will shortly refer to. Anyway, what we understand from these verses altogether is that the repetition of sin and persisting to its doing caused the descent of chastisement of Allah. And the acquaintance with the philosophy of history and being acquainted with past generations are regarded by the Quran. And that's why it says, وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مِنْهَا آيَةً بَيِّنَةً. Out of all these ups and downs, what you should get is those clear signs. Anyway, قَرْيَة, or town, إِنَّا مُنْزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ, is the قَرْيَة of Sodom. The cities and towns around it, of course, and the people of Lut were the ones who used to live in it. The population of them has been mentioned about 700,000 people, and that's not a actually small number. Anyway, the objective of the Arabic term rijz is punishment here. Its original meaning is anxiety. Rijz means anxiety. Then everything that causes anxiety is also called rijz. And that's why Arabs use it in a lot of senses, like harsh afflictions, plague, intensive snow and hail, even the temptation of Satan and divine punishment. Also, the Quranic sentence, "Bima kanu yafsuqun," for what they were transgressing states the cause of their painful punishment, that was transgression and disobedience from the command of Allah. And its application in future form of the verb is an indication to the continuation of their ugly deeds. That's an important point that we also need to notice. And this meaning actually shows this fact, that if those people stop the continuation of it, and if they return to the path of righteousness, path of piety and purity, they would not be involved in such a punishment, and their past sins would have been forgiven. So, brothers and sisters, these messengers, angel messengers of the Almighty Allah, they said that inna muhliku ahli hadhihi al-qariya. They also said inna munziluna ala ahli hadhihi al-qariya rijzan min as-sama. They said that we are bringing down for sure upon the people of this town a punishment from heaven. Now, in this verse, the manner of their painful punishment has not been explained, and it only refers to the ruins of their afflicted and non-afflicted cities. And it says, وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مِنْهَا آيَةً بَيِّنَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And certainly, we have left a clear sign of this for a people who have sense. But the explanation of their punishment is referred to in other verses of the Holy Quran, like chapter Hud, in different verses, implying that at first a kind of severe earthquake turned their cities upside down, and then a shower of stone rained on them in a way that their bodies and their ruined cities and castles were buried under it. Also, one noteworthy point is the application of the Quranic phrase ayatan bayyina, a clear sign. This could refer to the remaining of the city of Sodom, which, according to the verses of Quran, was located alongside the way of the caravans of the people of Medina and Mecca, and they could see it at the advent of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, as Surah Hijr mentions. It is on a way yet remaining. And of course, there's also the mention of it in Surah Safat, where it says, verily you pass by their cities day by day, and by night will you not ponder. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.